is Project Runway.
Now, I'm not a big fan of reality television, but I am a huge fan of the reality TV show Project Runway. It's a Peabody Award-winning competition that's all about finding the best new fashion designers. And even if you've never seen the show, you're probably familiar with its famous catchphrases.
Make it work. Go, go, go.
Do it.
Go so.
Work, work, work.
As we know in fashion, one day you're in, and the next day, you're out.
Of all of the contestants that have been on the show, one of the top fan favorites is Mondo Guerra. Mondo won the first season of Project Runway All-Stars, impressing the judges and viewers alike with his bold prints.
You're very creative. I love your use of color. I love your mix of prints.
I would die for this outfit.
You certainly are never going to have a problem having things that are eye-catching and dramatic. It's your thing.
Mondo was known on screen for always wearing these quirky glasses and short shorts, as well as for his soft-spoken disposition.
People's first impressions of me probably are that he's a little strange.
Mustache or no mustache?
Mustache.
But I think if you're misunderstood, then you have something really good going on.
But there was this one very memorable moment on the show when Mondo took something that once brought him great pain and turned it into something beautiful that in fact helped to launch his career as both a fashion designer and as an advocate. Today's show is all about that, turning lemons into lemonade, how we find the light in a dark place, and how we let it lead us to something better. Now, that moment that Mondo Guerra decided to find inspiration in something that he once felt ashamed of was one of the most iconic moments in reality show history. That day, the designers were given a challenge to design an outfit inspired by old photographs of their families. Earlier this year, I spoke with Mondo about how a pair of pants changed his life forever. Mondo Guerra, I have to tell you, I am so excited to have you in our studio.
Thank you.
I mean, I've been wanting to interview you for a long time.
Yeah.
You are one of my favorite designers, and I love your kind of, I love your persona. So paint this scene. Like, I was growing up here, and then I realized that I really wanted to make fashion and design your life.
You know, I think I was 4 years old, and I remember my dad was in recovery for addiction. And
he was addicted to
cocaine. So one day I was sitting on the bed with him and he had a watercolor set and he allowed me to use it. And there was a painting in front of his bed and I did my own interpretation of it. And that was the first time I really was exposed to using my hands and my eyes and connecting, you know, color and inspiration. And I gave it to my grandmother and she hung it up on her wall.
Where does this thing, this notion of being a fighter, come from?
Growing up in very Catholic Latino family and being different, I grew up with a piano in the house, okay? And I always wanted to play it. And finally, I had asked my parents if I could. They said, yes, you can play piano, but if you play piano, you also have to play baseball. I wasn't a very good baseball player.
I was going to say, how'd you do on baseball?
Three seasons, the hottest seasons in polyester uniforms, sitting on the bench. Like, it was awful. I hated it.
Do you think your parents had an inkling that maybe you were gay?
They definitely saw me differently from, like, my cousins and my sister, you know? I don't know if they were intimidated or they were scared, but they were trying to control it in a lot of ways, you know? And I didn't like that. I didn't understand, like, why somebody couldn't express themselves through their artistic endeavors. I know that my mom, I don't know, she can feel a little embarrassed because she was that woman trying to control things, but she was just a mother, you know? She was figuring it out just as much as I'm figuring it out as a 38-year-old man.
The quintessential Mondo moment occurs on Project Runway, and it is a moment where you reveal something very, very, very intimate in front of an audience of cameras and makeup and lights and whatever.
The symbolism in the pant actually are these pluses are positive signs, and I've been HIV positive for 10 years.
And when I saw these pictures of my family, it brought back a lot of emotion. And so I wanted to pull from the past, but I also wanted to give something back of who I am now.
What is it like to be seen as someone who represents this moment of revealing?
First off, it's a huge responsibility, you know, and also it's changed my life in so many wonderful ways. In that moment, I didn't feel like I was ready to talk about it still, and I wasn't planning on talking about it. I was in a situation with 15 other designers, people that really loved the same thing that I did. And I had never had that feeling of safeness because I was always the weird one, you know? So when Heidi excused us from the runway, I stopped and I turned and I said, "Hey, Nina, you asked me what my story was." And at that moment, I felt like my grandmother was there with me and she allowed me to talk. My grandmother, who's like my guardian angel, passed away when I was 18. The reason why I talked about it is because I couldn't live with a design or something artistic that I put out there without giving it the truth and honesty that it deserved. Within that 45 seconds, I got so many years of my life back. And it's changed me as a person, as just Mondo Guerra, in so many ways. Like, I never knew how to allow people to love me. I've experienced relationships that were always there, always present, but I didn't allow myself to experience them.
My mom, my dad, people who loved you.
You know, like I never knew how to allow people to love me. I didn't know how to love myself in a lot of ways. You know, and I'm still, I mean, at 38, I'm still working on that. And that 45 seconds after I talked about it, it could be very heavy and very sad, but for me, so much weight was lifted, and I was a different person. I've been a different person since that day.
Are you, you're getting emotional even mm-hmm. now as you're talking about it, right?
I do because there was some very, very dark moments when I was living with HIV and I hit my rock bottom. I mean, before I was cast on the show, I was in the hospital dying from pneumonia, from complications from AIDS. I had AIDS, and this was over Christmas, and I still wasn't talking to my family about it. You know, in a lot of different ways, I think I know that that rock bottom had to happen.
You made these beautiful high-waisted bell-bottom mm-hmm. pants, mm-hmm. and it was a plus sign, a mm-hmm. positive sign. There was, I think, yellow around mm-hmm. it.
The judges were very confused by it. And one of the judges in particular, I remember, she said, "But it's so structured and so colorful and so vibrant, and nobody's life is really that consistent." And I thought to myself, and I look back at it, I'm like, there can be joy in very hard times. You just have to allow it to evolve.
I'm thinking about a very close friend who worked in the fashion business, mm-hmm. and he passed away just a couple of years ago. And I'm thinking about my cousin mm-hmm. and the fact that both of them ended up dying from AIDS, mm-hmm. and yet total silence, mm-hmm. like we didn't know.
HIV is a disease and it does affect your body, but for me, in so many other ways, it's such an emotional attachment. And that emotional detachment can be awful. It can be so scary. You know, I was ashamed. I was afraid. I was embarrassed. Like, all these words were attached to me that I attached to myself because I was diagnosed HIV positive, and that's why I didn't talk about it. I didn't know what to do, you know. I was very scared, and I couldn't ask my parents for help.
And you were a kid.
I was a kid. I mean, there were times, Marie, where it got to a point where I had to quit my job because physically I couldn't deal with it. Emotionally, I couldn't deal with it. And I wasn't able to pay my bills, but I couldn't ask my parents to help me pay for my heat or whatever, or get food or whatever, because then they would say, like, oh, don't you have your job? Like, why aren't you making money? And then I'd have to tell them, you know? So I was very much hiding, you know, and my aid service organization really kept me afloat. We have to talk about HIV. We can't be silent about it. And when I was finally able to talk to my parents at our dinner table in my childhood home, 4 days before that episode aired, it was the hardest thing I could ever do. But when I told them, I said, Mom, Dad, I have to tell you something. And I just want to let you know that I'm happier and healthier than I've ever been in my life. And then I told them I'm HIV positive. And my mom, I remember this, she looked at me and she said, I know. And she said, and I'm happy that you told us. And I'm happy that you told your story. And I hope that you inspire other people to tell their story.
Your revelation about living with HIV is that it led to another kind of career mm-hmm. path, right? You now are out doing HIV and AIDS education.
Yes. After the show, I wanted to continue the conversation about HIV, AIDS. I knew that that was very, very important.
But did you ever, like, think, I'm going to become an HIV, AIDS uh-huh. activist?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I mean, I couldn't because I was allowing it to be so heavy on myself, you know? I remember when I was creating things in my room alone and not going outside or being invited to the pool party or whatever it was, in my back of my mind, I knew that it would lead somewhere bigger than that room. And I didn't know what it was, and I still don't. But I feel that it's going to be bigger than what I ever expected. That's the beauty in just allowing things to evolve.
Mondo, just great to have you on our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all of
your work.
Thank you.
Mondo Guerra is a fashion designer and an HIV/AIDS advocate based in New York City. More information about Mondo Guerra's HIV education and advocacy work is available at www.projectidesign.com.